With you.
And with
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now are you talking plainly and not in any figure of speech? Now we realize that you know everything. You do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, and each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I could just picture Jesus smiling at the disciples as the disciples are telling Jesus, "Okay, we finally get it." And the Lord's looking and saying, "Do you really get it?" And how often is he smiling down at us when we make mistakes or our faith is shaken? And the Lord knows the outcome, which is eternal life in heaven. And that's why today, this gospel, we hear the word courage, because it takes a lot of courage to wake up out of bed every morning and to strive to do the right thing. Courage is one of the great gifts of the Holy Spirit that we can rely upon. Courage to live out our Catholic faith in a world that tells us to do otherwise. Courage to forgive. Courage to show up to work when you have conflict. And the list can go on and on. So as much as we've grown in our faith, we still have a lot of work to do. And that's what our Lord is gently reminding us. To the day we die, we're called to grow in our faith and to be open to what Jesus is teaching us. So as we begin this new day today, let us pray that we may have the courage to live out our faith and to not be afraid when difficult moments come our way.